three TMs and Enoch Godongwana, Thabo Mbeki, Tito Mboweni, Trevor Manuel. They've long been rumored to have played some part and perhaps being part of the brains trust that led to the formation of the Congress of the People. You remember, of course, the bitter fallout following the recall of Thabo Mbeki as President of the Republic. So that allegation has resurfaced, as I told you a little earlier on, this time peddled by the political analyst, commentator, broadcaster, Dr. J.J. Tabane in a recent interview. Consequently, the senior leader of the ANC, Lindiwe Sisulu, has requested the president for a probe into the matter. COPE has denied it categorically. Trevor Manuel, for his part, gave Tabane till the close of business yesterday to retract his statement or face legal action. He joins us now on the line, the former finance minister. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Bongani.
As the former communications director of COPE, J.J. Tabane is a little hard to dismiss on this issue, is he not?
I dismiss him because he counts for nothing on this issue. You know, Bongani, I was finance minister when COPE was formed in December 2008. When the finance minister of the country, who also happens to be a National Executive Committee of the ANC, is involved in a very public event to launch a rival party, surely some journalist would have picked it up. Surely there's a track somewhere in some newsroom somewhere. He will not find it because I wasn't there. We must not allow Nkgopotse Tabane to make up things when he's sitting with his friends on something called Hustler's Corner and just pronounce and then refuse to recognize that he may have made an error. We mustn't allow hubris to dictate what happens in the lives of people. I won't allow it to happen from Nkgopotse Tabane or anybody else. It's as basic as that.
Were you not part of any discussions, however informal?
Nothing. Nada. In fact, despite the fact that I've known Muleki George, Mshiwe Lekota, and Bazima Shilowa for decades, I didn't even have a glass of water with them over that period. I was not involved in any discussion. So for JJ to claim that I was must be a complete fabrication. There's no other way of describing this. And for somebody who describes his tool of trade as truth to power, I'm afraid truth is the absent dimension coming from JJ on this matter.
Look, I mean, you understand from the layperson's point of view, I mean, as close comrades of the former president, many of the founders of COPE did so, in fact, in protest at his treatment by the ANC. So surely it's not unreasonable conjecture that they may have sought his advice or that of his close comrades like yourself.
Bongani, let me advise you against following rumor and conjecture on this matter. You've got to trust me. You've got to trust me. I was a finance minister. A number of people who were in cabinet with me resigned alongside Thabo Mbeki. I resigned and went straight back. I was not part of any grouping in cabinet. I was reappointed by President Kgalema Motlanthe on the 26th of September 2008. I was there in cabinet when COPE was being established. What else do you want? Do you want cabinet records? Do you want my word? Do you want the fact that I happened to be married to Maria a few days after COPE was formed and probably otherwise engaged when COPE was being formed? What do you want as evidence? Because, you know, JJ can't just make up things. He can't make up things in the lives of other people when he's sitting with his friend. It's as basic as that. And we must not allow the media to be abused by people who happen to have a PhD in media studies. It should not be abused. It's much too serious. I mean, I look at the murder of this journalist in the West Bank yesterday, Sharia. Yeah. And I think the media plays a fundamentally important role, and we must not allow it to be abused by people, including people like JJ Tabane.
You consider this defamatory, do you?
Completely. To say that whilst I was in cabinet, I was also involved in another party is to lower my integrity. It strips me of my integrity. I've got nothing against the people who formed COPE, but to suggest that I was duplicitous in these arrangements is to strip me of my integrity, and that's what JJ must understand. Integrity matters.
We invited him to come on, and he said he'll await your legal papers first. I mean, essentially what he's saying there is bring it on.
Well, that's what he's saying, bring it on. You know, JJ might be of the means where he can donate lots of money to lawyers. It's a very, very expensive exercise to mitigate from learning. Very expensive. I'd like to avoid it, and that is why I suggested to him, just admit error, and then we move on in life. And he's kind of taking this view, bring it on, and I can guarantee you what he's going to do is to donate money to lawyers. That's all that he's going to do in this situation. Perhaps he carries big insurance, liability insurance as a media person. I don't know what he does, but I can see where this is going.
You've long exited the political stage. Why do you care about this? I mean, Mbeki and the others haven't even dignified it with a response.
I don't, it's not the issue I care about.
Yeah.
I mean, I care about my integrity. I've worked hard to build it, to maintain it. I'm not going to allow JJ Kambani to abuse what I have. That's my integrity.
Fair enough. Who stands to gain from all of this? Because perhaps, are there games afoot that perhaps one needs to interpret, you know, feints within feints, as it were?
Look, I don't know. I don't know. I was not aware of something called Hustler's Corner. I don't know what it does. But after this issue, and I read it in the mainstream press the weekend, somebody drew my attention, shared the clip with me, and there was Bongani guffawing about other people's lives in this very informal setting.
You mean JJ?
JJ, sorry, what did I say?
You said Bongani. It wasn't me. JJ, I promise.
Sorry, wasn't you? I didn't see you in the... No, but you can't allow these things to happen. Yeah. Because people who want to be taken seriously in life, people whose tools of trade are about truth, need to focus on those issues. They can't be abusive of other people. We mustn't allow it. It's bad when that happens in society.
Lindiwe Sisulu has called for a probe into this matter by President Ramaphosa. What politics might she be playing at?
Look, Lindiwe Sisulu declared her hand earlier, and that's about the ANC elective conference coming up. I'm not party to that. I'm not a member of the NEC or the ANC or anything like it. I'm not party to any of those factions in the ANC. But that's her game. And even if President Ramaphosa were to undertake such an investigation, he will not find any involvement of Trevor Manuel in the process. I have no brief to speak on behalf of any of the other people mentioned, but I have noticed that Dennis Bloom, who is the current spokesperson for COPE, has said that it is malicious and it's without a foundation in truth. Now, you've had Bazima Shilua tweet about this. You've had Dennis Bloom speak about it. I think that there's just a buildup of evidence against this strange argument coming from Kobotso Thabane.
And just to be clear, you remain a member of the African National Congress.
Somewhat lapsed, but I haven't gone anywhere else politically.
So at this stage, you're not a member of the party?
I'm not a member of the party.
It must be difficult for somebody with your struggle history to have come to that point. What prompted the decision to say this is no longer a home for you?
I think that close monitoring of the events post Polokwane 2007, even though I remained a member of the NEC for 5 more years and I remained in cabinet until 2014, you know, the magic, the sense of moral leadership that had shaped the ANC throughout my youth was gone. I think the events of Polokwane took it away, and it was very, very hard to sit in that position thereafter.
What was your red line? I mean, I know you're starting it at Polokwane, but as you say, you remained in the party in senior positions for considerably longer after that. What was your red line that you said, I can't allow my membership to lapse?
Look, I mean, I had all kinds of fights. You may recall, not on this radio station, but on another radio station, I had suggested that then-President Zuma should pay for all the non-security upgrades at Nkandla, and the then-Secretary-General of the ANC, Gwede Mantashe, declared me a free agent, and he said, I have no right to speak because I was no longer a member of the NEC. And I thought that, in fact, in communication with him, I said to him that the ANC was not procured or acquired by a different grouping in Polokwane. The ANC is a membership-based organization. That's what its constitution says. And he had no right, and he still has no right, to deal with members in that way. And so, you know, I think that from that point, my interest in the organization fizzled. But I think that, subsequent events, the landing of the Gupta plane and all of those events, I think, were a complete turnoff.
And confirmed your decision. All right, appreciate your time. Trevor Manuel, the former finance minister, basically making out very clear there that his integrity will not be impugned in this way. I did say to him, and I'm telling you now, listening to us, that we invited JJ Dabane to try and come onto the show and basically confirm on what basis he is making these allegations. He has for now declined, waiting for those legal papers. Bring it on, he says. We'll have him. He's promised us the first bite at this cherry. So as soon as he receives those papers, you'll hear him first right here on 702 Breakfast.